Let's get this straight, people. I'm gonna tell you guys one thing out there. I'm telling this to the whole world. I don't care how much my channel is being fucked with, because just the other day, I went into my dashboard and only 10 of my videos popped up. 10 on my list. Only 10. I was like, where the fuck is the rest of my content? Because I was going to edit something out on one of my fucking videos. Because I forgot to put a fucking slash in between the two words, women and MGTOW. And everyone's all on the comment section telling me, hey, Mr. Vicious, there's no such thing as a female MGTOW. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? So that's what it says in your title. It's wrong, dude. I was like, I forgot to put a fucking slash in between the two. Okay, I'm not calling a woman a MGTOW. There's no such thing. So I wanted to go in there to edit that. But I couldn't find the fucking video. There was only 10 that showed up on my goddamn fucking dashboard. So I clicked on the playlist, and yeah, all my videos play on YouTube. But why isn't it on my channel? What the fuck? Because the day before that, I could look at every single one of my videos. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then, I see that I'm subscribed to Rose Blades again, and I don't subscribe to her. Then when I clicked on my playlist, it's all Mr. Hate Vicious live stream. I was like, I don't fucking do live streams. When do I ever do that? Never. I know there's some MGTOWs out there that do live streams a lot, like Mr. Elite, Mr. Forma, Mike the MGTOW Monk, Ken Dalrican, you know what I mean? And I look at Rose Blade's channel, the one where she's roasting me. My brother brought this up to my attention. She's all, she did a live stream about this. I was all, really? When I originally saw this video, there was no fucking comment section, like if this was live. So I go in there, I take a look, and a lot of people I happen to know in the MGTOW community. Some of them go on your guys' live streams out there. I've seen them in the comment section. She's over here backing up. They're over here backing up Rose Blades, and they're trashing on me. You know who the fuck you are. I'm looking at that, and all in the comment section, there's only like 3 people on her fucking channel looking at it. And then then I look at it. Oh, Rose gave you a wrench. Woohoo! Yeah, you guys know who the fuck you are, you two-faced bastards. And I suggest all you other people out there, look at that video and look at the comment sections. Because if they're against me, they could probably be very well against you. I did not do them a goddamn thing. All those motherfuckers, even fucking goddamn Rose Blades, she fucking drew first blood. I never did a damn thing to her. I never once harassed her, ever. By you making that video about me, you drew first blood, and you're the one harassing me. Not only you harassed me, you harassed Quiet Erp. You went 2 hours fucking straight roasting him. And then you go over there to Hammerhand, you roast him for about an hour and shit. Who cares? What's it to you if he's dick policing, huh? We're trying to keep bastards that follow you, that was on your live stream, out of this fucking community. You don't start fights with other MGTOWs or your MGTOW brothers. You don't do that. What the fuck is the matter with you? Shit. You think I'll be alone if I delete my channel? If I tip MGTOW brothers, turn their back on me? Do you think I'm going to be alone ever? No! And the reason why I yell and scream in my fucking videos is because all my favorite wrestlers, they used to yell and scream at the vid in the fucking camera all the time. My all-time favorite was Ric Flair. That guy made me laugh. I could not wait to hear him talk. The Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, all those great people. This is why I yell and scream. Yeah, and you want me to switch to decaf? Fuck you, motherfucker. If they were to turn their backs, if all my MGTOW brothers were to turn their back on me today, I wouldn't be alone. I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to be alone, ever. This mouth don't close. It don't. I speak MGTOW all day, every day. All day long. This mouth doesn't shut up. I speak how I want to speak, when I want to speak. And boy, When I go to the bars and girls hear in on this conversation and other men come and join me and they talk to me about the same shit, you should see the looks on their damn face. They're like, oh no, oh no, they know our tactics and they're right. And then they try and join in on our fucking conversation. And yes, you, Mr. Lee, you mentioned this not too long ago on one of your videos, right? About you going to the bar and then you wind up getting into this conversation with these men, and then all that, you can see the girl's reaction while you guys are talking about it. And yes, MGTOW is a thing! You can't stop this! Fuck with my channel all you want! This mouth don't close. I'm gonna tell you another thing why. Even if everybody turned their back on me and left me, I would still not be alone! Not too long ago, I was talking to girls that I did films with in the adult industry. I just spoke to them. They were asking if I was going to show up at this event just around the corner. I said, hell yeah, I'm fucking going. Yeah, I will never be alone. Ever. I can't wait till I go to the convention. Because I went to the one at the beginning of this year. The beginning of this year in Las Vegas, I went to the AVN. And fuck yeah, I saw a lot of people who knew me. Some girls came up to me and pitched my ass. But it sucked at the same time. I couldn't fuck anybody because I caught an STD. It's like putting a fat kid in front of a goddamn buffet, having his arms strapped behind the chair, and then have his mouth duct taped together. In front of a fucking big giant buffet. That's what it was like to me. I can't tell you how many girls wanted to fucking suck my cock and fucking take me to their room and fuck me. And I can't tell you that. Yeah, and I'm not no incel. I am not no incel. I wouldn't have caught an STD if I was. But I had fun. I was giving people high fives, fist bumps, hugs. Women were pinching my ass. And I was just like, yeah! That's exactly what I'm gonna do when I get to the goddamn Florida and I go to that convention. I'm gonna fucking high five everybody, every girl that I fucked. That's what we do. We fist bump each other and we're just like, fuck yeah! And I'm gonna be like, yeah! Fuck with my channel all you want. I don't give a fuck anymore. This mouth doesn't close. I talk MGTOW all day long. Every single day. And it's a trip. The last time me and my friend were in this restaurant and we were talking MGTOW, you should have seen the group of women over there. Just shut up. They were having their own conversation, but no, they shut up and they were listening in on the conversation. They were looking at each other, giving each other signals and stuff like. Because at first, before we started talking, they were just yapping, talking, you know, like how girls do. They just gossip all fucking day. And once we spoke and we got a little louder, started to talk, because we wanted to see them shut up. We were doing this on purpose. Me and my friend were doing this on purpose while we were having breakfast. We were doing this on purpose. And yes, I was like, hey Vince. I was like, hey buddy, Did you see the group of girls over there? Their reaction? They totally stopped talking and they're listening into our conversation. He's all, yeah, I noticed. This mouth don't close. And they knew that in our conversation, they knew that everything that we were saying was right. This mouth don't shut up. I'm still going to spread the word. And I can't tell you how many people have contacted me on Facebook because that's the only way they can contact me. I leave my Facebook open because for these people can contact me. A lot of them apologize to me. They used to call me an incel. I'm pathetic because I'm a loser. And that's why you're a MGTOW because you can't get married because no woman wants you and blah, 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 blah. Then they come onto my Facebook apologizing to me. He's like, dude, I'm sorry, man, all the bad things I said about you. But everything that you said on your videos, man, it's happening in my marriage now, man. I don't think my marriage is going to last, bro. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? I would never answer back. But a lot of people, you come on my Facebook and they say, well, dude, you saved my life, man. I was about to kill myself. You know what I mean? I got divorced. My wife took everything from me. And, you gave me and other MGTOWs out there, you know, you gave me a place where I can come over and just spill my guts. I mean, you guys, they would tell me, you guys really healed me, man. Especially you, Mr. Hate Vicious. Thank you. He's all, keep up the good work. A lot of men have said that. And a lot of men have apologized to me. Because this shit is fucking real. It is not fake. It is not an online sensation. It's not... It's out there! Some people don't even know that there's even a fucking MGTOW out there yet. First, I'm a Lycus 101 student first before I'm a MGTOW. Okay? That's where I got all my knowledge from. The reason why I am in the adult industry is because most women these days, that's all I have to bring to the table is sex. And if you women out there don't have anything else other than bringing sex to the table, then we might as well do it on the table, huh? You might as well just do it on the table. You got nothing else to bring to the table but sex. You might as well just do it on the table. Shit, might as well film it too. And then you sign a contract and I send it off, I make money. That's why I do it. So I'm going to keep this video short and sweet. I just had to get that off my chest. My channel's being fucked with. My subscribers keep going up and down, and people every fucking day saying, dude, I keep subscribing to your channel. I subscribe to your channel, dude, and then I'm off of there. That's Susan for you. Fucking around. Whoever it is out there. It's bullshit. Why would you want to take away something that's actually helping men? What, do you want us to die? Do you want us to see us suffer and be out in the streets? What's your problem? Why would you get rid of a philosophy that helps other men? Doesn't make any sense. That don't make any fucking sense. All you fuckers out there, this is all I hear from you guys. Oh, MGTOW's stupid. They're all pathetic. They're just fucking incels. Last time I checked, a lot of MGTOWs out there have kids. Some of them are grandpas. You know what I mean? You call that a fucking incel? Some of them just got divorced. Incel my motherfucking ass. Stupid. Híjole. Chingao, man. Oh. Well, I just thought I'd get that off my chest because this is fucking bullshit already. This is absolute bullshit. That's why I haven't been doing videos lately, because I'm watching everything. Even my channel. I'd never subscribe to Rose Blades. And why I was back on there and they said I did a live stream. I never do live streams. When? Stupid. I don't care what happens to me and my channel. I don't care. I'm having people left and right on the streets honking at me and waving at me lately. And people are like, some people that I worked with are like, do you know that guy? I was like, no. But I was like, so why did they wave at you? I was like, probably because what they saw on the internet. Yeah, it's been happening, fellas. I smoke in my van. I smoke with the window down, have my shades. I had people honk at me, literally. Beep, 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 beep. There's this one dude just honking away. Beep, 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 trying to get my attention. So I look over at him, he's all... Did not know this guy from anywhere, from Adam. I did not know this guy at all. And I know why he did that. I know why he did that. Because he saw what was on the internet. Whether it's with my other thing, or... And yeah, I'm getting very, very, very popular out there. I know I am. Even though my channel's suppressed, I don't care if you take off views off of my fucking videos. I don't give a fuck if you do that. You can't unsee what they just saw. But if you subscribe to my channel and they take you off, just subscribe again. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. They'll eventually get tired. Keep doing it. Like I said, this mouth don't close. And then someone brought to one of my secretary's attention. She's all, some guy. It was a friend of hers, husband. And she walked up. He walked up to her. And she's all, "Hey, did you know you work with a porn star?" And she's all, "No." And she's like, "Yeah. Well, look over here. No one does that. He does YouTube too. Look at that." And the husband's all, "Really? You work with a porn star, hmm?" Made the husband upset, but whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm the man, dude. Anyway, I'm Mr. 8 Vicious signing off.